Welcome back to the National Hurricane Center. This is Ken Graham right here in our operations area where hurricane specialists are working on the latest update, the 2 o'clock update about to be issued any second now. So here is your update for 2 p.m. Eastern. Let's start off with that radar. You can see this well-defined circulation right here associated with the precipitation, about 10,000 feet up. The surface circulation just slightly to the west of that, so the storm is still slightly tilted, but we do expect this moisture to continue to move northward and start seeing the impacts of that rain, the storm surge, and also the wind. But it's interesting to note on this radar, look at these storms kind of lining up. Some of those could produce some tornadoes on the land, water spouts offshore, and even through North Carolina getting into Virginia, some of these outer bands already starting to produce some of that rainfall. Let's look at the latest track. And we're updating as we speak, but not much change in the latest advisory. But look at the expanse of this tropical storm force wind. So it's so important not to think of this as just a center point or just a line. This tropical storm force winds extends out further. So you're going to start seeing the rain, start seeing the winds well ahead of the actual center. So with time, we're going to be looking at potentially tropical storm or a hurricane making landfall somewhere along the South Carolina, North Carolina border, really close to the area right here where we have that hurricane warning. But remember, tropical storm or a hurricane, that's just 1 mile an hour difference. The impacts are the same. With time, 8 o'clock in the morning, the storm accelerating with time, the forward motion. And up here about 8 o'clock in the morning or so in Virginia, so moving quickly. And then by 8 p.m. on Tuesday, up here in areas of New York, Connecticut, and Massachusetts. So that's pretty quick. So during the day, tomorrow, even starting tonight in the Carolinas, and tomorrow, conditions are going to start deteriorating along the mid-Atlantic coast all the way up there until to New England. So a lot of people impacted by this storm. Some of the timing here, arrival of tropical storm force winds Monday evening, so this evening, getting into the Carolinas, and then by overnight, getting into Virginia, and with time, Delaware, Maryland, by tomorrow morning, and all the way up here to New England by Tuesday evening. So it's going to be moving pretty quickly with time. Let's talk about some of those impacts. We talked about the wind, but let's look at the rainfall as well. A lot of rains, 4 to 6 inches of rain anywhere from South Carolina along the coast through portions of North Carolina, Virginia, even up into portions of New England, New Jersey, Pennsylvania, just some heavy rainfall. Some areas could even get up to 8 inches of rain in some places. So tropical rains, very efficient rains. Those totals add up really quickly. And remember, we talked about that wind, tropical storm force winds, plus heavy rain, saturating soils, could be some trees down, power outages. So very important to prepare for some of these impacts associated with the rainfall. So very dangerous, especially at night where you can't see where the water covers the road. The other big factor is the storm surge. So we have some updates associated with the storm surge. Portions of South Carolina, 3 to 5 feet from the South Santee River all the way to Cape Fear. But look at this. The Pamlico Sound, 2 to 4 feet, and then moving to Chesapeake Bay and the tidal Potomac River, 1 to 3 feet. You're seeing storm surge along the Jersey coast as well. Wildwood, Atlantic City, 1 to 3 feet, all the way up here to Martha's Vineyard. Some of these areas seeing 1 to 3 feet. So we're going to keep an eye on this from here at the National Hurricane Center, bringing you all the latest updates. This has been Ken Graham from Miami, Florida.